Hey, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and then career coach on the weekends. And today's going to be a short and sweet episode answering a question that I get asked, honestly, if I had to estimate, like let's throw a number out there, I'm going to say 12 times a week, like let's use a dozen. It's a question that I think is super valid and is one that a lot of people don't talk about. We're going to cover how to share your international experience when you're looking for a job in a new country, and how do companies value international experience differently now versus before the pandemic? Grab a coffee, get comfortable, let's dive in and talk some careers. First, we really have to talk about what has changed in the job market. As we know, we've been living through a little pandemic, a little panorama over the last couple of years that's really changed the way that employers are looking for work and also changes how we're working as employees. Previously, we were, for the most part, expected to be in the office at least a few days a week. So our work was really region specific. For example, if you wanted to work in downtown Toronto, you probably had to live in the vicinity of downtown Toronto. But with the pandemic, so many organizations either chose or were forced to be completely remote. And for a lot of companies, especially those in North America, a light bulb went off. I don't know why it took so long for the light bulb to go off, but evidently it did. And people started to realize, wow, we don't actually have to be in an office to get our work done and to be good at our work. I know, shocking, whatever. Anyways, a lot of companies started to then noodle or think on, can we potentially have people work remotely without it being this huge ordeal? And for the most part, the answer is yes. Okay, the important part. What does this mean for us as the applicant? I'm going to use myself as an example just to make things easier. So right now I live in Canada. Let's pretend I wanted to pack a bag and move to Germany. What should I do on my resume to make sure that my work experience is getting the value and appreciation that it deserves? The first thing is you need to get out of your own head, especially with the little antidote that I shared at the beginning about this mindset shift, about being a global workforce, no longer being constrained to these small regions that we previously did before the pandemic. You need to remember that your work experience is valid. It doesn't matter where it was coming from or when it was coming from. So make sure that you're not selling yourself short on your resume. How do you do this? You just need to add a little bit more detail to add additional context, just in case the folks reading your resume are not as familiar with either your job title or the company that you are working for. So on your resume, I would really recommend the first bullet point of the kind of job description section. I want it to explain what your job was and what that company did, even if it's just one quick line. And then from there, I want you to follow our resume best practices that we've been using. Call out your data points, have details to explain the work that you did at great length. I don't want you to glaze over your work experience just because it isn't local. I see that happen all the time, where candidates who don't have domestic experience kind of, you know, glaze over their international experience as if it doesn't matter, and it does. Just to be clear, I'm not saying that the pandemic magically made it super easy to get jobs internationally. It's always a bit more challenging to get a job in a new country because you don't have a network, and then there's also the barriers of things like work permits or visas getting in the way. But it doesn't mean that it's impossible. If you are looking for a job in another country, my number one piece of advice outside of the tips I just gave you around resumes and not selling yourself short, you need to go heavy with networking. Reaching out to people on LinkedIn in the area you're looking to work in will be an absolutely huge help. Additionally, continue to research any nuances that might be present in your industry in that new location. So really make sure you're getting yourself kind of adjusted and acquainted to the new area so that you're extra prepared when it does get time for interviews. But in a nutshell, the purpose of this episode was to say, number one, I think we're going to start seeing a positive trend in terms of ease when you're looking at jobs internationally. So that is a big win. Number two is don't sell your international experience short. It is experience. Allow me to repeat myself. That is experience, and it's freaking good experience. As well as just reinforcing that with networking, a little bit of patience and some luck, I promise the right opportunity is going to come your way. I hope this little episode was helpful. I know this was like a super short and sweet one, but I hope it helped out. As always, I am so grateful that you're here. If you want more content, more careers content, definitely head over to my TikTok and Instagram. It's at emily.the.recruiter, and you can check out my YouTube channel for more careers content, as well as a sprinkling of lifestyle content, you know, little hangouts. What can I do? It's a little fun. And that's Emily Durham on YouTube, and I'll make sure to put all those links in the description. But thank you so much for hanging out with me. I hope it was helpful. I will talk to you soon.